Blog Talk Radio.
Ministries,
where Pastor Patricia Miniman presides. I simply operate the board, open up the mics, and I'm honored to be both her husband and her producer. So right now, without further ado, let me bring you Pastor Patricia Miniman.
Hey, man, it's an honor, it's a delight also, Dr. Scott, to be in your presence and to be your wife. I tell you, to God be the glory for the things that he is doing. Andre Crouch said, to God be the glory for the things he has done. And we do thank God tonight on this evening for the things that he has done. He has kept me. And I went out earlier this evening to go to the post office to mail something, and a car never even stopped. It was plunging in my direction. And I couldn't even call on the name Jesus, but he had me. I said, Lord, I thank you that you are in control no matter what the enemy may try to do to God's children. God is in control. And then I left the post office and went into the store and met a lady in the store, and she was telling me that a couple of years ago she was hit by a car. The man hit her so hard it left her twisted. She couldn't stand straight, but I'm here to tell you she was just getting off work. God has touched her body. And we're just so happy tonight about the things that our Jesus does for us. I am so grateful tonight that I have a friend in Jesus. The songwriter said, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. I am so grateful that I have a friend in Jesus. We're in the season of the time that America chose to celebrate his birth, whether it's the right date or not, the right month or not, we are celebrating Jesus' birthday. Do you know how many people celebrate their birthday and it's not their birthday? If you were born on September the 11th and you celebrate your birthday on September the 9th, it is really not your birthday, because your birthday isn't until September the 11th. I'm a firm one in believing if my birthday fall on a Tuesday, oh well, celebrate on Tuesday. Don't give me a Saturday birthday. Don't give me a Friday birthday. And you know what? Where I used to live at my mom, taking care of my mom in New York, there was a lady who lived diagonally across the street from my mother, and they gave her a big birthday party, and she died 2 days before her birthday. They celebrated her being 50 when she was 49, and she never made it to 50 because she died 2 days before her birthday. Wow. But however, we're celebrating Jesus' birthday on the calendar date that the United States of America has chosen to say we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ on December the 25th. Every year in the United States of America, December the 25th is known to be laid aside to celebrate Jesus Christ's birthday. Some said he was born in October. Well, I don't know. I haven't done the research on that, but I have. I am a witness that he was born. He came here. Oh, yes, he did. To save his people from their sin. And he has saved me. So I know he's real. I know he was born. And I know he died and he rose again. I serve a risen Savior, Jesus. What a wonderful child. He's not a child anymore. He's in heaven with his dad. Oh, bless his name. My solo is on the line, Dr. Scott.
Amen.
Oh, bless his name. I heard him say amen. So I'm going to get out of Mother's way and let her come on and bless us. Mother, I just want to say this to you. On last Wednesday, when we went off the air, I received a phone call from someone in Georgia. They were listening to the program, and the woman said, I enjoyed Mother. Janie said, that woman sung that song. So, Mother, you see, it might not seem like much, but you are reaching the heart of people, and that's what it's about. Bless you, Mother. I'm getting out your way. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Pastor Patricia and Dr. Scott. How are y'all doing? Y'all doing good. Pastor Patricia, I want to tell you what happened to me on last night. We had our Bible study and prayer meeting at our church, and we go to virtual line. And at the end of the prayer meeting, Reverend Hodges, he normally will say, anybody on the line want to include, somebody in a word of prayer. So that been about almost 5 minutes to eight, and we start like 7 o'clock. And for some reason, just before he would sing a song, the song came to me, said, there's a God who knows it all. So I put the phone down, and I turn around, and Reverend Hodges says, I don't know what it is, he said, but there's a God who knows it all. And he sang that part of the song, and that was it. And normally I'll be on the phone listening. So then again, I picked the song up and I sang the song. So at the end of that, I told Reverend Hodges, I said, Reverend Hodges, I don't know what it's mean. I said, but that's one of my favorite songs. I know it's one of your favorite songs, as a lot of other people love that song. I say, my friend Jackie, that's one of her favorite songs. I said, I didn't know you was going to sing that song, because at the beginning of the prayer meeting, that's the song I wanted to sing. I said, but Reverend Hodges, I'm going to sing this song because I know there's a God who knows it all. There's a God who knows it all. There's a God who knows it all. He rules all the land, all the powers in his hand. There's a God. sometimes your burden gets heavy, and it seems like it's more than you can bear. But just go down on your knees and talk to Jesus, and I know he will answer prayer. And there's a God who knows it all. There's a God who knows it all. He the powers in his hand. There's a God who knows it all. There's a God who knows it all. There's a God who knows it all.
Oh, yeah.
He rule all the land, all the powers in his hand. There's a God, I say, there's a God, I say, there's a God who knows it all. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Yes, Mother, you're right. And you know, and I know, and Reverend Hodges know, and Sister Jackie know that there is a God who knows it all. That song, when you sing it, there's a God who knows it all. It reminds me of the song that we used to sing back in the day, there is a bright side somewhere, and don't you rest until you find it. There is a bright side somewhere, and we know a God who knows it all. We know a God who knows it all, and we serve a God who knows it all. We're grateful tonight that we have that privilege and the opportunity to know a God like this who knows it all. There is nothing new under the sun. Nothing new at all. We serve a God who knows. He knows so much until the very hairs upon your head is numbered. We got technology. We got a smartphone, a dumb phone. We got the iPad, the knee pad, the shoulder pad, the foot pad. We got all of them, but none of them can tell you what our God already knows, the numbers. Your hair. Can you imagine Mother Janie sitting down trying to count the strands of hair on your head? You can count your fingers. You can count your toes. You can count your eyes. You can count your nose. You can count your hands. But you cannot count the numbers of hair on your head. Go get a wig and try counting the strands of hair that's in that wig. I don't know how many strands of hair it took to make some of my wigs. I don't know if they know. And it was made in a factory, synthetic. Some of it is human hair. But even at that, they cannot tell you. They can approximate that we had 500 strands of hair to make this wig, God know every, even when you're bald-headed, he knows every follicle that's in your head, in your skull. He knows. Yes, we serve a God that knows it all. He died for us. He is alive and well. And we thank God that this is the reason that we're celebrating Christmas. I saw in the store tonight a cup, a mug, that said, Mrs. Claus. I said, oh, no, the devil is a liar. I don't want no cup like that. I don't want anybody to give me a cup like that. Because Mrs. Claus is not real. But I'm real. I serve a risen Savior. I serve a God who knows it all. Sometimes I have pain in my body. I don't know exactly the root of the pain, but I know a man from Galilee. He knows it all. He knows where the pain is coming from. He knows why the pain is there. Serve a God tonight who knows it all. Don't rob him of his birthday in the USA. Don't rob him. Make sure to let someone know, especially your family members, that's not saved, that Jesus is the reason for the season. Please do that. If you don't witness but twice, witness at Christmas and witness at Easter, because this is when Jesus died and rose again for us, just for me. Someone wrote a song, says, just for me, just for me. When you start passing out blessings, Lord, have one just for me. Well, I'm a little selfish. I want more than one because I know he's got more than one. And I'm not going to put him. We had a youth leader at the church Sunday brought a message, and Lord help me today. He brought a message on Sunday, and he had a box with him. And he talked about don't put God in a box. In other words, don't limit him to what he's able to do. While you're thinking small, God is greater than that. Don't keep him in a box. God say you can have that $50,000 Lexus. If God say you can have it, don't start finding excuses and saying, well, that you know what, no. You're keeping them in the box, but bring them out of the box and let him bless you. At the end of that service, God used me prophetically to take the box after he had demonstrated how we limit ourselves by keeping our God who's able to do all things in a box. We say, well, no, I can't afford that. No, I'm not going to do this. No, I'm not. I took God out of the box and I went into the store. I'm not working. I get my social check. But I went in the store and God bless. I was going to buy some panties. And the girl said, if you wait until tomorrow, you can get more for your money. I said, I'll be back tomorrow. And I went in there and I blessed myself with some new underwear. Oh, bless his name. I took God out of the box because I used my charge. And I know that when it's time for the bill to be paid, my God has already made the way. because I took him out of the box. I'm not charging him foolishly. I'm not tempting God. I just know that my God provides. So I took him out of the box. But at the end of the service, well, just before the end of the service, and of course, you know, Pastor Benjamin had to have something to say. And I said, give me that box. And they gave me that box, and I began to throw that box from the pulpit all the way to the entry door. And I said, why are you holding on to the box? You have let God out of the box so that he can work on your behalf, and you still holding on to the box as if you're going to close the box up again and put him, lock him back up so that he can't work on your behalf. God was out of the box when that big truck come charging at me tonight, and he just stepped right there, and the man swerved on and went on about his business. I threw my hands up and I said, God, I thank you. I thank you. My God was out of the box. Had it have been in the box, I might be in Kent General Hospital tonight. He was out of the box. And I bless him for this. We're going into another year. Please, please get a new attitude about your God and who he is and what he can do for you and what he's already done for you and what he can do. We were praying last Sunday in the morning prayer from 9 to 10. Lord, save our family. Save our children. Save our husbands. Save our wives. Not everybody have a saved husband or saved wife. Save God. Save my daughter. Save my son. Save my nieces and my nephews. You can do that, God. We were letting him out of the box. We were taking the limitations off of who he is and what he can do for us. It is the Father's good pleasure, the scripture says that, to give to his children. It's the Father's good pleasure. So you got unsaved loved ones, pray and ask God, save them, Jesus. You're keeping God in the box when you don't allow him to prove himself. We all have unsaved loved ones. We all pray that prayer tonight. Lord, save. We're getting ready to go into a new year. Lord, save my unsaved family members. Lord, save my unsaved friends. Lord, save. You died so that he saved. I love the Lord tonight, and I won't take it back. Because he is so good to me. I tell you, I'm grateful. Thank you, Mother, for that song as always. I tell you, I serve a God who knows it all. He ruled all over the land and got all power in his hand. I serve a God who knows it all. Let's go to the gospel. The gospel according to St. Luke. The second chapter of Luke. Amen. If you got it, say amen. It came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. So you see, taxes were going on before you got here. taxes was even here before Jesus came in the flesh. Oh, bless his name. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. But you know how that is. Every one of you have to pay taxes or vote in your county. So back then, you had to go, as the scripture stated, to your own city, where you came from or where you live. If you were visiting somewhere else, when it was time for taxes, you had to go back to where you came from to pay your taxes, to be counted for. Ah, bless his name. To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, bearing great with being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. I want you to see this picture, get it in your mind that God doesn't make any mistakes. Sometimes you are in a place and you wonder, what is my purpose here? Why am I there? But you see, that tax purpose thing, it was prophesied that she would have a child, bring forth her child in Bethlehem. Well, if this tax decree had not gone out to where you had to go to where you come from, that wouldn't have happened in the Bible, or the prophecy would have been not true. God orchestrates what he talks about. Whatever God has planned for you, he will bring it to pass. He will do whatever is necessary and whatever is right to do to get it done right. Oh, bless his name. There's a time and a purpose, and there's a time and a season for all things. Oh, bless his name. And she brought forth her firstborn son. Now, it's letting you know that later on, Mary was to have more children, but not anymore by the Holy Ghost. See, she didn't know Joseph. They had not slept together to make a child. Mary's child was conceived through the Holy Spirit. She knew not a man. No man touched her in that way. And Joseph didn't know that she was in the family way, because the custom back then, if a woman was with child out of wedlock, really she was to be stoned. Y'all better thank God for Jesus, because a lot of you wouldn't be here today. But however, to keep them from putting her away, from killing her or putting her away, and then Jesus would not have come here through her in the flesh, Joseph marries her privately, so that no one can bother her, because He is her husband. So she had more children, but these were children by a natural man. Jesus was by a supernatural. Oh, bless his name. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room in the inn. That's what the scripture said, that she would have to bring her baby and wrap the baby in rags. That's what it is, rags. Wrap the baby in rags. Now, how many of y'all don't do that? Wrap her child in rags and lay a baby with animals. My God, today. But that's what Mary had to do with her firstborn. Can you remember your firstborn, how you went and bought this little outfit for the baby? I'm buying this for the baby. I'm getting these little soft washcloths for my baby. I'm getting this baby oil and this baby lotion for my baby. But Mary couldn't do that. She had to lay her baby in rags in a manger where the animals lay. But it was all good. God knows it all. And it had to come that way. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. I mean, this baby is bringing so much light to the dark world. You know, the scripture, I was talking with my great nephew the other night, and I told him, I said, you know, we do things backwards. I said, the scripture tell us that when a child is born, we are to cry. And when they leave this world, we are to rejoice. I said, but we do things backwards a lot of times. We cry when the child leaves and throw a party when the child is born. But here it tells us, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were so afraid. They didn't know anything about what was taking place here. What is the world is going on? And we're still asking that question. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Not just white, not just black, not just cocoa, all people. But unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. The angel is telling the people, the shepherds, don't be afraid. Fear not. This is something that you can rejoice over, because the word of God has come to pass. For she shall have a son, and that he will be born in Bethlehem, and you will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Rejoice! Our Savior has come. Oh, bless his name. It's no time to be afraid. It's time to rejoice, for Jesus is in the land. Oh, my, hey, God. Time to rejoice. Time to get your praise on. Time to get your dance on. My Savior is born. Christ, my Savior, is born. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. The angel is telling them what to look for, because there were other babies born at the same time, but this baby will be wrapped in rags and lying in a manger with animals. This baby called Jesus is in a special place, bringing hope, new life, joy he brings. He brought joy to the world. Angels sing glory to the King. This same Jesus, born in Bethlehem, he brought joy to the world. Ah, God, I tell you, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he is to me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for saving me. He brought joy to the world. The angels is letting them know, I'm going to give you heads up. I'm going to text you this from on high. For you shall find him lying in a man, swaddling clothes. They knew what that meant. Weren't pretty clothes. But oh, what a baby. Oh, my God, today. Some of us is in raggedy clothes. Some of us is not popular among people. But let's just say you're in a manger with the animals. And I don't mean that you have raggedy clothes, but you're not favored. You've been pushed aside. You've been ostracized and criticized and put down and put away, and no one wants to befriend you. Nobody has time to be kind or say something kind to you. Oh, but my God, today, this Jesus that you know is worth the trip. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. That's something to talk about there. They need to put that on Facebook. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, verse 15, and it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass. You see that? They heard about it. I don't know if they really believed or not, because it's hard to believe something that you have not seen yet. Because the scripture tells us, blessed is he who believed that have not seen. And that's why it tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You're believing by faith. Can I see it? No, but I'm believing it by faith. I may not see it now, but I believe that it's going to take place. So they had heard about it, but I'm sure in my mind that they wasn't too keen about it. Because this had never happened before. There had not been a baby like this one. This baby was already different. And this baby was already making a difference in the world. He brought joy, great tidings. They were rejoicing. This baby. I love Jesus and his word. Oh, bless his name. So now the men want to take and go down to Bethlehem and see this thing. You notice they called it a thing. We want to go see this thing. See, with me, I said, honey, I want to go see that baby. But they call it this thing. And they came with haste. They did get in a hurry. And found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, not him, and when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered after those things which were told them by the shepherd. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying God. Well, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. My God, the word of God is rich. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of two turtle doves, two young pigeons. You know, that they said on the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me, you know, a partridge in a pear tree. That has a religious meaning. I'll have to get the literature on it and read it to you so I can break it down. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And he and Lucia, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ, oh God. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword. He's talking about his death. That's a hard thing to tell a mother about her baby. Simeon is telling her, this baby is not going to be with you. He was not born to be with you. He was born to do the will of his Father God, who conceived him through the Holy Spirit. Ah, he's not going to be with you but just a little while. And then he's got to get out of here. Oh, blessing that. Yeah, his sword shall pierce through an own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess. Well, for all of you who don't like women preachers, Anna was a prophetess. She's a female, y'all. She prophesied the word of God. The daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and praying night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Ooh, my God, today I have read down to the 40th verse of Luke, but I wanted to tell you just a little more about Jesus in case you didn't know this, in case you hadn't read this, in case your pastor had read this for you several years ago and it slipped your memory. Well, here it is again tonight. It's really not about you, it's about Jesus. Something about the name Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Jesus is the reason for the season. Jesus
what a wonderful child. Jesus, so holy, meek and mild. We were in our Sunday morning 9 o'clock prayer from 9 to 10. On Sunday morning we pray, and then we go into Sunday school, and then into later on 11 o'clock morning worship. And a young lady received the gift of the Holy Ghost in the morning prayer within that 1 hour clock. Within 1 hour, she received the gift of the Holy Ghost. You got to have the Holy Ghost, because Jesus is holy. He says, be ye holy, for I am holy. You can't walk around here without having a desire to be made whole. You need the whole package. You got Jesus, get the Holy Ghost. It's a package deal. Jesus, what a wonderful child. So holy, meek, and mild. God bless you until next week. Been a pleasure being with you. Again, to our beloved Mother Janie, we bless you. We lift your name on high. Oh, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. To God be all the glory. Lord, we thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice. But greater than that, Lord, we thank you for Jesus, the Son of the living God. We thank you, oh, precious Father. We thank you for what he has done and what he's about to do. We want to give your name the glory and the honor. We want to be like the shepherds. We want to find this Jesus. And when we find him, we want to praise God for finding our Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your name for this very night. God, thank you for keeping everyone safe. God, thank you because you are God. You are Savior. And you are Lord. Thank you for the activity of our limbs, Lord. Thank you for eyes to see, ears to hear, legs to walk, a voice to talk. Lord, we just thank you for food and shelter. God, when you look at the people that was in the tornado, some were spared and some wasn't. But for those that were spared, Lord, we thank you for sparing them. For whatever reason you chose, we thank you because you are God. Right here at the Christmas, people are sad and hurting and depressed. And for something like that to happen, it makes more. But if they find Jesus, they have their Christmas all year long. Jesus is the reason for the season. It's not about the toys. It's not about the gifts. It's about Jesus, wonderful child, holy. And mild. He brought life. He brought light. And he brought joy to this dying world. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit and the people of God said amen.